Welcome to the Jeffers Brief, only on Contra Radio Network.
And good evening, John Jeffers here on the Contra Radio Network. Why won't this do what I want it to do? Anyways, tonight I'm trying to go live. So if you would like to call in, why won't this do it? This is irritating me. I don't know. Let me see here. All right. If you want to call in, please do. Tonight I want to discuss something that I was talking with Mike Kelly yesterday evening. Our phone number, if you want to call in, is 605-475-4054. Again, 605-475-4054. When you get there, you want to access the show. You got to have the access code. I'm going to give you the access code now. 982-642. 982-642. I posted the information on MeWe.com and on Facebook, both at the Contra Radio Network group pages. Let me see here. We can try something. Let's open it up. And then if I can't do it, it'll just irritate me to no end, but let's see if we can. Is it possible? Well, right now I'm the only one going. And as soon as you get a second person that calls in to area code 605-475-4054, the access code is 982-642. All right. Anyways, I was thinking about this with Mike Kelly. You know, we were talking. I said, you know, I'm getting to the point where, especially with this scandal, and then as we see Mueller's investigation getting more and more desperate, they're willing to do anything, use everything. However, there was a new development today in federal court concerning what the Department of Justice, the FBI, have to do. And this federal judge, who was a Reagan appointee, by the way, wasn't put up with any crap. None at all. So I'll get to that in a minute. Right now, what I was thinking is, I wrote down some thoughts throughout the day as I was thinking about doing this show, and I came up with this. And maybe you've heard it before. You know, government is the final arbiter of its own power. The government will determine what the limits of its power is and will be. Now, here in the United States, we have a constitution that's already predefined. And, of course, we have a bunch of legal precedents as well. What the limit of its own, what the government power will be. And if you didn't see the Hannity and Rudy Giuliani interview a couple nights ago, it was phenomenal. And what we've seen is a government which is violating its own laws. It's violating everything. And so far, thank God for this judge, because he said enough's enough. When they, you know what, let me see if I can find it. Because you have to hear this to understand. And I'm not saying you're dumb. I'm just trying to put it into perspective for you. Where is it? Let us find it. Where might it be? Would it be here? I don't know. Oh, what do we got that? Let's see if this is, I found it. I just want to see if this is, if this will suit our purposes for tonight. Because you patriots, it's getting close. It's almost getting time. Sundance says he has this, and I want to get it to you real quick. You know, they say timing is everything. So today, U.S. District Judge T.S. Ellis III, a Reagan appointee to the bench, appears to have caught on to an explosive issue. In Billington's case against Paul Manafort, the special counsel Robert Mueller's team used the pre-existing FISA Title I warrant that was originally applied to U.S. person Carter Page and the Trump campaign. Under normal criminal investigation, or any search warrant or surveillance warrant would normally proceed through U.S. courts under Title III, where the Mueller team would need to show probable cause for a warrant. However, by using the Title I warrant from the FBI counterintelligence operation, as extended by the Assistant Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, who I refer to as Rod Rosensnake, Robert Mueller was able to use far more intrusive and unchecked searches and seizures for his criminal probe. The media and the broad media consumption public are currently unaware that the Mueller probe was simply a continuance of the 2016 FBI counterintelligence operation. Most people think the special counsel investigation is a separate issue. It's not. However, in addition to a scathing rebuke of the underlying prosecutorial premise, for example, Mueller trying to keep the originating structure hidden, Judge Ellis demanded today that Mueller unredact the August 2nd, 2017 instructions from Rosensnake. That removal will expose the use of the FISA Title I warrant use that drove the investigative origin. Now, just to, let you know, they gave that exact memo to Congress, but they redacted everything, thinking that, oh, aren't we cute and funny? So, a federal judge on Friday harshly rebuked Special Counsel Robert Mueller's team during a hearing for ex-Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort, suggesting they lied about the scope of the investigation, are seeking unfettered power, and are more interested in bringing down the president. To quote the judge, he says, "You don't really care about Mr. Manafort," U.S. District Judge T.S. Ellis III told Mueller's team. "You really care about what information Mr. Manafort can give you to lead you to Mr. Trump and an impeachment or whatever." Further, Ellis demanded to see the unredacted scope memo, a document outlining the scope of the special counsel's Russia probe that congressional Republicans have also sought. The Reagan-appointed judge asked Mueller's team where they got the authority to indict Manafort on alleged crimes dating back as far as 2005. The special counsel argues that Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosensnake granted them broad authority in his May 2, 2017 letter appointing Mueller to this investigation. But after the revelation that the team is using information from the earlier Department of Justice probe, Ellis said that information did not arise out of the special counsel probe and therefore may not be within the scope of that investigation. "We don't want anyone with unfettered power," he said. Mueller's team says its authorities are laid out in documents, including the August 27 scope memo, and that some powers are actually secret because they involve ongoing investigations and national security matters that cannot be disclosed. Ellis seemed amused and not persuaded. He summed up the argument of the special counsel's office as, quote, "We said this was what the investigation was about, but we are not bound by it, and we were lying." So, the Mueller team saying some powers are actually secret is a direct reference to their use of the FISA Title I warrant, which they took over from FBI counterintelligence operation and applied to their criminal investigation. With the third 90-day extension of the FISA warrant issued by Rosensnake on July 18, 2017, Mueller's team was obviously using the FISA warrant from May through October of last year. The FISA warrant expired 90 days from July 18th, 2017. So now let me see what's going on here. So my question, I guess, is this, and it's something that we need to, that I really want us to think about. Now, look, I get preppers and patriots are two different animals. Sometimes they're the same animal. But when it comes to defending the Republic, preppers have a more personal should I say, a more personal outlook on the Republic and what they're willing to do. In my opinion, preppers are of the opinion that their defensive actions will only be triggered to defend themselves, their loved ones, or maybe within their prepper group in that scope. Whereas patriots, their defensive triggers will be when the Constitution is being so violated that they feel they have no other course of action but to react and to take action. That's not saying it's bad. Either one's bad. I'm just saying they're different. And people are either going to be more prepper or they're going to be more patriot. Now, the Stormy Daniels affair is 10 years old. And like Bill Clinton with Monica Lewinsky affair, if we were to apply the mainstream media's standard of conduct, then whatever happened between the president and Stormy Daniels 10 years ago is between him and Melania. True? I mean, that's the standard they used with Clinton and Hillary. Oh, yes, he was getting blowjobs in the Oval Office, but that's not between the public. That's between him and Hillary. Well, guess what? I'm claiming the same exact reasoning. So, now, I've asked this before, and I'm going to say it to you now. And I said earlier, patriots, the time is coming, the time is coming, the time is coming. As they get more desperate, they are going to try to impeach the president. They're going to now, they can file the articles of impeachment in the House of Representatives. The question is, will they have the votes to do it? They might, because God knows many of the so-called Republican or conservative legislators sitting in Congress don't even have a spine to say no. Hell, I'm surprised half of them can even sit up straight, tell the truth. And then you got the Senate with Mitch McConnell leading that group. What a cluster he is. He's more concerned about the institution of the Senate than he is about the institution of the United States. Now, granted, if they can get the articles of impeachment through the House, then it'd be up to the Senate to hold a trial. And I don't expect McConnell or any of his ilk to come to the president's rescue, to his defense, at all. I don't see it. However, I, myself, personally plan to act before that happens. So I'm calling you patriots. It's now time for us to start coordinating. What are you willing to do? If they file articles of impeachment in the House of Representatives, if they try to go for the vote to impeach the president, I, myself, me, John Jeffers, and if the NSA is listening, this is me, I will be going to the streets of D.C. Some of you have already, that we've talked about, said, yeah, John, I'll go with you. I'll meet you there. Because I'm going to tell you something. Antifa and some of the other libtard organizations out there will also be in the street screaming for Trump's head. No, you're not going to get my president. Not today. Not any other day. I will go to Washington. I will go to the streets. I will go and I will let Congress know exactly what I think of them. And if I have to get escorted out of the gallery, so be it. You know what? I can walk. But at least they would have heard something. I don't know if it'll have any effect, but I know this, is that I, John Jeffers, will be in the streets. I will be ready to defend my president, my republic, my constitution. It is time the deep state is put on notice. Now, granted, right now the deep state's throwing a fit with Judge Ellis doing what he did. It's going to be interesting to see if the Department of Justice and the FBI are going to, shall we say, shirk off a federal court order. My guess is they're going to. They cannot afford to let this out. They cannot afford to let this go. If they do, I guarantee you. You know, it's like a boxing match. Remember, how many of you remember, you know, Muhammad Ali when he was defending his title back in the 70s? Muhammad Ali, he'd do the rope-a-dope. He'd sit back, he'd cover up, and he'd let his opponent just throw punches, throw. And he'd take him, he'd block him, absorb the blows, cover himself up. And then about middle of the fight, when Ali would think, okay, he's tired, Ali would come out swinging. And that's when the fight would end. What we're seeing is something similar like this. Now, granted, you know, Trump is throwing a fit. He wants, like, if you're innocent, you want a chance to go out there and tell your side of the story. But in this case, with Giuliani in charge of the legal team, and I think it was a smart move, should have done it a long time ago, was to tell him to hold back. Because once the deep state has its way, and they've thrown everything they can, and they've been shot, and they've been shut down by the courts and Congress, if they ever find their spine, then it's time to go after the deep state. And everybody in there that had a part of this, you're going to get your ass whipped. Hopefully be thrown in prison, too. And that includes all the other politicians that decided not to. Now, brings me to another point. You patriots out there, you Trump supporters out there, you need to understand something. You're starting to see stories now of these fake, and I call them fake because there's just no way, there's no other way to put it, of the media coming out and saying, oh, there's, forget it, the blue wave, not anymore, the Republicans are gaining, the conservatives are going to sweep, they're going to defend the House, you know, this is going to be overwhelming. This is bullshit. This is propaganda put out by the media-loving Democrats and the Democrat operatives, their lapdogs in the media. What they're going to do, what they want to do, is to get you not to go to the polls, thinking they don't need my vote, it's not going to matter. They want you to stay home. They want you to watch TV. They want you to go to the movies, go shopping, go everywhere but the voting booth in November. Don't go vote because, you know, they don't need you. They don't need your vote. You can just go home, sit back, relax, and just watch the results on TV. They want a replay of 2016, but they want it in their favor. And I'm telling you now, all these polls you're seeing is nonsense. Nonsense. First of all, you don't know who the hell are they calling? Had they called you? They didn't call me. I haven't received a call for a poll since 1992. That was the last time I got a call from ABC News. That was it. So I don't know who they're calling, who they're talking to, where they're coming up with this stuff. We already know that when they do the polls, they skew the calls anyways. They skew the results to get, you know, they skew the calls to get the results they want. If they want the Democrats to look good, they'll call three Democrats for every one Republican, or three liberals to every one conservative. Oh, well, look at this. This is what the polls say. No bullshit. Do not fall for it. Do not fall for it. Do not. Now, getting back to my president, my republic, my constitution, which is your constitution, which is your president, which is your republic. You willing to join me out there? Now, look, a lot of you say, well, you know, I got to work and I got to support my family. I get it. But so that kind of puts you more as a prepper than a patriot. Now, I'm not saying you're not a patriot, but some of, you know, look, we're either going to be more prepper or we're going to be more patriot. Me, I admit it. Depending on what's going on, I flip-flop back over that line. I do. If I look at them and say, you know what, it's just not worth it. But when I see them trying to impeach my president, throw him out of office for crimes he did not commit, then I say enough's enough. I'm willing to go ahead, use my own money, my own time, and get into the streets. Now, Antifa and other libtard organizations will be out there demanding Trump's head on a platter. They've never been able to live down their crushing defeat of 2016. They need to redeem themselves somehow, some way, especially to their base. They are going to do this. They are going to attempt this. Make no mistake. So, now what? I think, I don't want to sound overdramatic, but the truth is they're looking. They're looking. They're waiting for a next civil war. Now look, don't get me wrong. You're going to see a lot of people who will sit there and egg it on. They'll say, yeah, rah, rah, rah. We're going to do this. We want to do this. We want to do this. We want that. We want this. The bottom line, though, is this. It ain't going to happen. I'm not going to allow that to happen. Not to my president. Not to me. Not while I'm on guard. They're going to want his head, period. That's what they want. That's what they're going to do. We're going to need patriots to go out there and defend the republic. We need to slam them down when they get out of hand. That's where it's at. That's what you're going to need to do. That's what I'm going to do. So when those fools in Antifa start trying to riot, you know what? I'm going to be there, hopefully with other patriots. I want to kick their ass and tell them to go home, back home to mommy's basement, because we're not putting up with it. Whenever you hear somebody on social media scream how Trump's committed crimes, ask him one question. Name one crime he's committed. Name one. They can't answer you. They'll make something up. Because the bottom line is, it's been almost a year since the special counsel Mueller has been looking for crimes that Trump may have made and I've committed. He hasn't found anything yet. You know why? Because it ain't there. Now, and if you really want to get the libs, by the way, if they start telling you, well, Trump's not my president, sit there and say, well, Hillary's nobody's president. So when the time comes, especially for me, I'll let you know where I'm going. I'll let you know what I'm doing. But I'm telling you now, start making plans. Start making plans. Of course, I will be dragging my RV with me. I will be finding a campground nearby Washington, D.C., so I could easily drive in and leave the camper set up at the campground, drive in with my truck, and do what we have to do on the streets. Because it's coming. Get ready. If you're a prepper, you need to ask yourself, is this a prepper situation? In my opinion, I say it is. You're trying to stop the collapse of our republic. Our constitutional republic. Not our democracy. That's something libtards use. The fact is, we have a constitutional republic. Are you willing to defend it? Are you willing to sacrifice some of your own personal being to defend the republic and what it stands for? That constitution stands for something. It has for almost 250 years. It's time to ask yourself, what am I willing to do? Am I willing to go the distance and, if necessary, get into a street fight? Because the bottom line is this: this country is coming towards a civil war. And if they try to remove that president from office without any justification, there will be hell to pay. And I'll be the one helping to stir it up. And I will be the one out there with my fellow patriots doing it. For those of you that say, well, you know what, I just can't go. Well, don't worry about that. I can't go. I have a job to do. I can't do this. I can't do that. You know what? Then don't worry about it. The patriots that can will go and carry the weight. Hell, the 3% of the American population during the Revolutionary War actually engaged in hostilities with the British Army, with the British Empire. Only 3% of the population. 3% did the heavy lifting for the other 97% that couldn't or wouldn't. I wouldn't be surprised to see the same thing happen again. What are you going to do? What are you willing to do? Get ready. Think about it. And if you're not thinking about it, then why not? It's your country. And if you think that the Democrats are 100% right and this nonsensical story of Russian collusion, which is a hoax, one of the biggest hoaxes ever perpetrated on the United, on its citizens, shame on you. Shame on you. And God help us if this turns into another civil war. Because you know what? It won't be like the last one, boys and girls. It is not going to be a geographic dividing line. Your dividing lines are going to be your own damn yard. This will be an ideological battle. There are no geographic lines. There are none. Think about this. Think where this is heading. You can fight now or you can fight later. I'd rather fight now and end it now. Because I sure as hell don't want to see a civil war. I don't, and neither should you. Think about what I'm telling you. Think about what I'm saying. Know what's happening. Know what's happening. Know what's coming down the pipe. We don't have any callers. I said, you know, where do we listen in? You know where you listen in? You call into the show. You call into the podcast. Punch in the access code and you can listen. You can listen. You don't have to actually say anything. You can listen. You can. Oh, help me. I don't know how else to make it, guys. It's pretty simple. But that's all right. I'm here to help you break it down. I'll carry you. We'll fix it. We'll make it so you can listen in, you can participate. Some of you dying to participate. I don't know how much more clear I can make on what to do and how to do it. We're not going to do Facebook Live ever again. You know why? Because Facebook doesn't pay me for my show. At least with doing Podbean, I have an opportunity to have a certain amount of, I can get advertisers. Facebook keeps their advertisers. Their shows aren't sharing their money. Fucking Facebook, can't stand it. All right, look, I got to do this, guys. I know you don't want to, but I got to do it. I've got to get the, I got two people that are actually advertised with us. Not a lot. One person I owe. So do me a favor. Hey, Luce, we're going to be back in 2 minutes. 2 minutes.
Contra Radio listeners, this is Randy from Bulldog Custom Gun Leather. I've been building the finest custom leather holsters that many can buy for the past 12 years. I'm a retired 35-year veteran police officer and have carried a concealed firearm daily for the past 42 years. I know what works and what doesn't work for the safe and comfortable carrying of concealed firearms. I use only the finest premium cowhide tanned in the USA. Bulldog Custom Gun Leather is not a large holster manufacturer and never will be. All my holsters are handcrafted one at a time by me in my shop located in Fort Smith, Arkansas. My website address is www.bulldogleathercompany.com. That's bulldogleathercompany.com. Mention Contra Radio and receive a 10% discount on your order. Thanks.
Do you have a wedding, birthday, graduation, holiday party, or other special event coming up? Would you like to impress your friends or coworkers with your own personal bar and bartender? Professional Beverage Service is Northeast Illinois and Southeast Wisconsin's premium beverage service provider. We specialize in providing bars and bar service for all of your event needs. From simple to elegant, a small home party of 25 to a corporate event of 1,000 or more. Need help finding the right appetizers, meals, transportation, DJs, or even hotels? Professional Beverage Service can help with all of your needs. With free event planning services, Professional Beverage Service will make your event a one-of-a-kind, hassle-free success. From big to small, Professional Beverage Service can handle it all. Call 847-899-5594 or go to www.bevservice.com for more details.
All right, welcome back, Patriots and Preppers. All right. May 19th, going to be at Rob Alderucci's farm, doing a meet and greet. I'm putting it out here. If you can get to Alderucci's place, go ahead. I put an events listing on the MeWe.com group page for CRN and on the Facebook CRN group page. Just click on the events tab. You'll see the information there. I'm hoping to see a lot of some Southwest Ohio organizations there. You know who I'm talking about, who I'm talking to. Because now we need to get started planning this. In the event, you know, what will be the triggering event to get the Patriots to D.C. to defend the president? Well, that I gotta know. And that's what we're gonna, you know, we're gonna talk about that at Alderucci's farm, and Rob's gonna feed us fried, you know, fresh chicken. Yes, he is. All he asks is that when you come to the farm, just bring a dish or dessert to pass. I don't think he's asking a lot. And I'll have some CRN, shall we say, CRN party favors to hand out. Yes, I will. What is it? I'm not telling you. You have to come and get it. All right, so think about it again. It's time to start making some decisions, some plans. What are you willing to do if they try to impeach your president? Because it's either we fight now or we fight later. And truth is, I'd rather fight now than fight later. A fight's coming. A brawl is coming. Sure as the day is coming up tomorrow, the sun's coming up tomorrow. The question is, where's it going to be? You know, I told my daughter some years ago, there's a book, it's called The Turning Point. And I talked about this before. And roughly, there are certain events that happen in this republic, not in the world, in this republic, and it happens roughly 80 years, every 80 years or so. And we're coming to that point again. And one of the events, the triggering events, is that there is open warfare. Somehow, somewhere, this republic gets involved in some type of a knockdown, drag-out, bloody mess. And if I remember right, if we did the math right, there was a big brouhaha. It wasn't as big as I gotta look it up again. But the book is called The Turning Point by two sociologists, and they track it from the beginning of the revolution till today. And they break down very specific time periods of what happens. And my daughter's generation, it's gonna fall on them. I'd rather it fall on our generation, mainly because we're experienced fighters. We know what to do. We're more mature. We're more knowledgeable. Now, don't be surprised when this breaks down. When this breaks out, when they try to impeach this president, Antifa and the other libtard organizations are going to be out there. They're going to be demanding his head. They're going to be willing to engage in street fights and street violence. And remember, Antifa doesn't go anywhere. They don't have political cover. So, you have to realize what that translates to. Washington, D.C. is a Democratic stronghold. Because if you actually look at Washington, D.C., the town itself, it's a dump. Show me a poverty-stricken dump, and I'll show you an area where the Democrats have been in control. Prove me wrong on that one, guys. They will strike out. They will act out. Now, somebody brought up a point last night, and I was pleased to see how many educated patriots went to educate this person because they weren't sure. They said, their question was, if there's an impeachment process and the people decide they've had enough and they go to the streets, won't the military intervene? At, you know, because the government tells them to. And the proper response, and I saw it many times, when you join the military, you don't take, you don't swear to defend who's ever in office. You swear to defend against all enemies, foreign and domestic, to defend the Constitution, not a particular man, woman, or office. That doesn't mean that the military doesn't take orders from the president, the commander-in-chief. However, if it's an illegal order, the military is under no obligation to follow that order, to engage in it. My guess is, if it comes down to that, military will follow under the will defend the Constitution. So think about that for a moment. Now, we all know that Antifa and their libtard leaders and their libtard organizations will never ever be on the front line. They'll send their useful idiots to the front line. We know that. We've seen it. All the Hollywood elites, how they scream that they're going to go in the street and they're going to do this and they're going to demand that. Guess what? They're never there. They're never on the front line. No, they're back home behind their big walled mansions thinking how great they are, how morally superior, how intellectually superior they are. Meanwhile, they got some dumbass kid from, you know, Hoboken, New York City, thinking that, you know, yes, I'm going to be the next Castro. Okay. They got them all riled up in the front row, in the front fight there in the street, getting their ass whipped. Why? Because most of them don't know how to fight. If they had to, they couldn't save their lives. We know that. And I'm not saying go out there with the intention to stomp their ass. Be ready to. My intention is to defend the Constitution. And every time I see a Democratic lawmaker out there, scream at them, make their life uncomfortable. Make it so they hear me, so they know what's coming if they try to take out this president from office through impeachment. But that's the beginning of my plans. So do me a favor, if you can, get to the Aldo Rucci farm. Let's sit down. Let's have a very frank discussion about this. Shall we? Because this is important. It's important. It's important for you to be heard. It's important for you to be there. I didn't think I'd ever do a show like this. I didn't. But here I am. And I'm telling you, patriots, now get ready. It's coming. It's coming. Get ready. A brawl's coming. All right, my patriot and prepper friends, be safe, be alert, be vigilant. But get ready. It's coming. And hopefully I'll see you May 19th at the Aldo Rucci Farm. I do. And I hope to meet a lot of you people from Southwest Ohio who are in those particular organizations. Until then, I'm John Jeffress here at the Jeffress Brief on Contra Radio Network. Thanks. Good night. We'll talk to you in a few days.